The reading today is from Matthew chapter 18, starting from verse 21. So that's Matthew 18 from verse 21, and you can find that on page 985 of the Bibles. 8985. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began to settle, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife, his children, and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will pay back everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. 'You wicked servant,' he said. 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all that he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks to you.
Thanks. Let's pray. So quick pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you will speak to us now as we listen to your words and to me delivering it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Great. So we've been working through the Lord's Prayer with Sam and also with Peter that we just saw. And a few other people have chipped in. I've got the duty today to talk about this passage in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And we'll be praying that later in the service sheet. You'll see a bit further down. So we started with who can tell me who remember what the first bit was of the Lord's Prayer that we started way back a few weeks ago? Any of the youngsters remember? Yes? Our Father, yes, that God is the Heavenly Father who loves us. We call him Dad. And what's the next sentence of the Lord's Prayer? Anybody knows? Jacob?
In heaven.
Yes, hallowed be your name. So holy be your name. So he's a holy God as well as our Father. So it's good to remember that. And also, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We talked about that. And then last week, Sam took us through. Who was here last week? Who remembers who this is? Yes? The worry gobbler, that's right. And God saying, give us today our daily bread. And then he looks after us. He gives us all that we need. And we don't need to worry about things either. And we can bring our concerns and worries to him. And ultimately, also the worry gobbler gets rid of them as well along the way. So that was wonderful. And today we're looking at forgiving our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Now, we're going to go back to the story. I've got a few actors that's going to help me out here today. And we're going to read that story that Matt read for us, but this time we'll have some actors running us through it as well. So I had a few semi-volunteers that's going to help us out. So we need a king. So, Jacob. It's servant one, servant two. Great, I think servant two, if you start down here. We didn't rehearse this. So I'm going to read the story again. So Peter came to Jesus. So Peter was one of Jesus' close friends, and he came and asked him, how many times do I need to forgive my brother or sister if they sin against me? And Peter said, how many times? Is he six? Seven times? Seven times. Jesus said, not seven times, but 77 times. And we're going to come back to that passage a little bit later. And then Jesus told him a story to explain to him about forgiveness. So he said, therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle his accounts. Okay. And he began to settle his accounts with a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold. Okay. He was brought to him by the guard. God brings the servants to him. Great. And then he said, the servant, since he was not able to pay the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Well done. And be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him and cancelled the debt and let him go. Right? And the servant was very happy at his debt. All the money he owed was cancelled, the 10,000 bags of gold. But when this servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him only 100 pieces of silver, he grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. But his fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, be patient with me, I will pay back all the owed. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debts that he owed. When the other servant saw what happened, which you're going to be shocked that way, saw what happened, they went to the king and told the king, the master, what has happened. Then the master called for the servant. The guard bringing this servant, not that servant, this servant. The master called for the servant to be brought in. And he said, you wicked servant, I cancelled all the debts of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I have on you? In anger, the master handed him over to the jailer to be taken to jail until they pay back everything he owed. Great, well done. Thank you. And then Jesus said, this is how my heavenly Father will treat each one of us unless we forgive our brother or sister from our hearts. Now, here's a question. How much did servant one owe the king?
Oh, me.
10,000 bags of gold. Now, we're going to pretend this is 10,000 bags of gold, only one bag. But we're going to pretend there's lots of gold in here, a big bag of gold. Servant one. And how much did servant two owe? His other one, yes. 100 bags of silver, not as much. It's not 1,000 bags, is it? So servant two, that's their bag over here. Maybe servant one and two can probably hold their this, just in mind. So servant one owes a lot of gold. Okay, now in the story, we see that Jesus explains in the story, and what he really tried to say is that forgiving, it says, and forgive us our sins. Now, this big bag of servant one here is a little bit like servant one's sins, or the debt that he owes, the money that he owed to the king. And so, if we have to fill this bag up with sins, what kind of sins do you think we can put in the bag? What are some of the things that we do that is makes Jesus sad and makes others sad around us? Any examples, Jacob? Yes.
Can I have a pick one?
You can come and pick one.
Cheating on a school test.
Cheating on a school test. Okay, yes. Well, let's put that one in the bag. So that could be a sin.
We have new handwriting.
Taking something from my sibling without asking.
Taking something from my sibling without asking. Thank you very much. That one happens well. So anybody else want to read one? Oh yes.
These are different.
There's quite a lot there.
Being patient with other and then being unkind.
Being impatient with someone and being unkind at the same time. So I would like us to imagine that this big bag of sermon one is all the sins, all the things that you've done wrong your whole life. Okay? It's going to be a big bag. So I'm going to put some more in there. Big bag of sins. Everything that sermon one has done wrong. Now, don't get me wrong, 7-2 has done things wrong as well. And we're going to get back to 7-2 in a minute. You two can sit down, thank you. So the Bible tells us that our sins is what separates us from God. And it forms a big barrier, it's like a big wall between us and God. And the Bible also tells us that the payment for sin is death. And so we, as we come to Jesus and we ask him to forgive our sins, he is the one who paid our penalty, our death, that we should have died, and he paid for it on the cross with his blood. And when he paid for our sins, what happened to all of our sins?
They just went away in my
head. Yes, well, our sins disappeared, just like the master or the king forgave all the sins, all the money that was owed to him. And when our sins are forgiven, we are cleansed of it, and we are free from it. So Jesus came to die in our place, and he paid for our sins, the sins we could never pay for ourselves. And so there is a passage which we have here. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And that's just a way of saying that as we come to him and we ask for forgiveness, he cleanses us. And the next bit is to forgive those who have sinned against us. Now, who finds it easy to say sorry? Well, I find it really hard to say sorry. And so the next bit of this prayer is, as we forgive those who sin against us. Now, as we've just seen, what happened to servant two? Were they treated very nicely, servant two? No, they were treated very harshly. They were expected to pay back what they owed by servant one. And was servant one very forgiving of servant two? No. Not forgiving at all. In fact, they wanted to put them in prison instead. And so it's very important that we also forgive those. Now, if this is 7-2 sins, okay, is that a little or a lot in compared to our sins? Okay, which bag is bigger? Yeah, bag number one, isn't it? So servant one sin. So when someone does something wrong to us, if we think about what Jesus had to do to forgive us all of this, He had to give his own life for all of this. So if someone's sin against us, it's quite small in comparison to how much God gave us and how much he has forgiven us, our whole life's worth of sin. And so it's important for us to keep that perspective and to be able to know that actually, you know, in comparison to what Jesus has done for us, you know, we can forgive. In fact, he asks us to forgive. He actually commands us to forgive as well. And it's very important that we choose to forgive. Now, forgiveness is not easy. It's hard, which is why we need to ask God to help us. Ask his Holy Spirit to help us to forgive. But sometimes it's really hard to do that as well. It's not easy, is it? Now, practically speaking, what does this look like? Just to finish. There's a verse here, make allowances for each other's faults. Not with grinding teeth. Yes? And forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. So, Johnny comes home and he had a late night and a sleepover, and his brother is there in the living room. He grabs the remote control from him, and as he does that, he gets a slap in the head by his brother out of anger. Okay. And as a parent, what do we tend to do? And they squabble, and there's crying, and there's screaming, and so how do we deal with this situation? And so in the Lord's Prayer, practically speaking, it's not just here on Sunday where we say, Lord, forgive us of our own sins, but also it needs to go beyond that into the home as well, and forgive those who sin against us. So Johnny has taken aside. Johnny has asked what happened, and he explains what happened through tears in his eyes. And we pray with Johnny. We ask him and say, look, why don't you go to Jesus and ask him to forgive us for what we just did? And that wasn't good and wasn't right. And so praying with the children for forgiveness to God during that time. And off the back of that, going to his brother and asking for forgiveness for what he did as well. And that might seem very unusual, but very biblical. And it's something good to do with our children as well. Taking those steps to ask for forgiveness, as well as seeking forgiveness from each other as well, to bring unity back together. Or confessing our sins to each other, and also when we are with God, to speak them out. I think there's something really powerful in speaking out our sins and confessing specifically what they are to God as well. So he can bring that reconciliation and also the guilt that we might have to really deal with that within our own hearts. So forgiveness are more than just what we say on a Sunday in prayer. It's something we need to apply within our own lives as well. So forgiving others, and some of us need to forgive ourselves as well. It goes beyond that as well. I'll mention that too. Great, so forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Let's pray. Father, thank you that forgiveness is something that we can take for granted, but we thank you that we can be reminded every time we say the Lord's Prayer, every time we just think about how much you've given to us, that we can be joyful because of it, because of what Jesus has done. And I pray that you will remind us today of how much we have been forgiven, so that we can extend that forgiveness to others. And give us the strength to do that in this heart, that you will help us to do that. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.